Boston's home for sports is on your phone.
Yeah!
Listen live and check out our podcast with the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Toucher.
Is this what you want?
And Rich.
Are you happy now?
Toucher and Rich.
Ah, sick!
98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Sarge is here. The Fan is here. Brittany is here. Freight Train, our champion, is here. And Guy from Machine, only 90 minutes late, managed to show up. Guy from Machine.
He's like a kid on Christmas. Look at him.
Guy from Machine, you were taking pictures of yourself during the headlines. How many pictures would you say you took?
I don't know. I want to put this on the scale and bring it to the pawn shop.
All right, so you're going to... You're talking about one of the heavyweight belts. Now, does it impress you that, Sarge, these are $1,000 worth of belts. Does that impress you, Guy from Machine?
I think it's more than $1,000.
He's right.
You don't tell me the real deal was okay. It's all right.
I mean, with all the autographs on there, too, probably right. About $5,000.
Can you tell him who autographed it and if the name of the actual person, and if he can guess the name of the wrestler?
You want me to tell him? You want him to guess?
I want you to tell him, like, Mick Foley.
Okay.
And then he can guess the name of the wrestler.
Okay. Mankind.
Oh. You just said the opposite of what he said to
myself.
You.
Myself.
Is this your first time on the radio, Sarge?
I don't get what you're saying.
Does everyone else understand what I was saying?
Mark Holloway is a.k.a.
Oh, okay. You know. All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Ashley Flair.
You know, when it comes to names, I'm the worst kind of guy.
Yeah, so he doesn't
names.
Know that.
All right. Well, very good. Well, the idea guy from
Charlotte.
Machine.
Charlotte.
Okay, great. You left me hanging. All right. Now, Guy from Machine, the idea is that, have you ever watched wrestling?
Yes, I have.
Okay, so when the wrestler comes in, there's often a manager or a hype man.
Right.
Someone that gets the crowd excited.
That's the guy here?
Yeah, so you are going to be the hype man for Sarge.
I'm the hype man for him.
You're the guy that gets everyone up on their feet and they all shake what their mama gave them.
Uh-oh.
Is that a reference that's acceptable?
Paper used?
Yeah.
Playing more hands? Or less. I hope you wash your hands after. You know what I mean?
I don't.
Keep going, Fred. This is great.
Okay, but Guy from Machine, Rich is on the phone. Guy from Machine, if you could, if you were hyping up Sarge here, he calls himself Sarge. He's got all these belts.
People do.
You have no instinct. He's got all these belts. You see him. How would you hype him up for a crowd?
Okay, now, what would he be wearing?
He's wearing what he has on now. He comes into Machine. All eyes are on him. The spotlight goes on him. Everyone's looking at you to pump him up. What do you say?
I say, go, Sarge, go!
Yes. I get pumped up for that.
Okay. Is there anything about him? Okay, what if you had to classify him in terms of like a double rugged bear or something like that, how would you classify him?
Yep. Okay.
How would you classify him, Guy from Machine?
Okay. Okay, look at... Ooh, I can hear my own voice. Wow.
Those are called headphones, Guy from Machine.
Oh, you guys are giving me technology, aren't you?
That's right.
You stepped your game up, haven't you?
Yeah, I know. There's
about
no rock.
Time.
There's no rock and roll mic here this time.
Well, that's okay. We got the wrestlers here. Hello! Wrestlers?
Yes, use that. Use that for the hype up.
All right,
that'd be
so
great.
Guy from Machine, if you had to classify everyone in the room as a category, you're very good at that in the community. How would you go around the room and classify everyone?
Oh, that's a lot of work. Okay, we'll start with the man that gave me the belt, which he ain't tell me the real price of this belt. I'm going to take it to the pawn shop later, if you know what I mean.
No, listen, that ain't happening.
Now, okay, that's enough of that. Listen, so... The gentleman with the scarf on, with the do-rag on, he's amazing with the sunglasses from TJ Maxx. TJ Maxx? Amazing. Yeah. Oh, that's Surge. Yeah.
Try the dollar store.
I don't think those are TJ Maxx. They got a little shine to them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I can go with that. Yeah, I can get down with that.
He got it going on, yeah. So then he got his Wranglers. Tight fit, you know what I mean? Hello. Mm-hmm.
You're saying he's a very low.
Jumped off the kitchen counter to get those things on. But anyway, he's about to wrestle. Who's he going to wrestle tonight?
This guy right here.
And what's your name?
No? Yeah, actually, I would lose. I'll beat the fan.
What?
I could beat this guy.
I was going to say, you'd even lose against me. So.
Oh, it's okay. All right. Okay.
That's not even a competition.
He's ready to beat somebody up or do somebody. I mean, well, not do, but you know what I mean.
Yes.
Rough on the floor.
I understand.
On the mat, you know what I mean?
I understand.
With the clothes on.
Right.
Hopefully.
Okay.
I'd hope.
Is this the kind of match? Or the other kind of match?
All right. Guy from...
What are we doing then?
All right. Guy from...
Stuff Before Midnight.
Guy...
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Is this two men wrestling? Is this the wrong segment?
Is this Hugh?
He's right.
No, I'm...
Sumo men wrestling.
He's right, Fred.
Is this two men wrestler too?
Sumo?
Yeah, sumo?
Maybe about 2 years ago before I went on a diet, but yeah, sure.
On the side?
You look great.
Thank you. It's appreciate it, buddy.
You're amazing. Yeah. You did it on the side, right?
Of course.
Nighttime action.
Well, you know.
It's okay. Don't let the girl know.
All right. So you're saying that he's... So Guy from Machine...
Hush.
You think that he's one of these guys who keeps it on the low? You
DL.
Think the DL? He keeps it on the down low?
Down low.
All right. So Guy...
Hello!
Guy from Machine.
Guy from Machine!
Your opinion of Sarge is that perhaps he's leaving a double life.
Well... Maybe in his head, in his mind, right?
Really? Sarge, is that true? Do you have any...
He can tell the truth. It's okay.
Is this guy like a psychic? He's pretty good.
Yes. Well, he deals with people all day. I mean,
that's fine. Yeah, that's all right. Well...
All right. So if you look at Freight Train, the man...
You gotta live life.
The man who's next to you to your left.
Okay.
Is there a classification that he... If he was a machine, is there a classification that you could put...
Is he driving a caboose?
Is he what?
Driving the caboose or whatever.
Is he driving the caboose?
Yes.
Well, I don't know, Guy from Machine. That's up to you.
Is it in the back of the train or the front of the train?
He seems to me like he would. He's very masculine.
He's on the front of the train. And what's his name again?
Chugga chugga choo choo.
Guy from Machine. His name is Freight Train.
Oh, Freight Train. Okay, they made trains after you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh. So how long you been wrestling?
26 years.
Wow. You're a natural wrestler, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Oh. What do you do on the side? Besides wrestling?
You really want to know, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not telling.
Text me later. After the interview.
Do you find...
Shh, don't tell.
Guy from Machine, do you find Freight Train attractive?
You got beautiful blue eyes. I love blue. Mine's a blue, too.
You have blue eyes?
Yeah.
Jeez, I thought I was just coming here to win tickets.
Well, it's okay.
Wow, Fred. This is great.
All right. Guy from Machine, if you had to be with one person in studio, that you could go on a date with one person in studio, out of everyone who's sitting in a chair right now, who would you pick?
In back of me.
In back of you? Oh, one of the guys on the wall, John Cena. Do you find him attractive?
Okay. Whoever's standing behind. The guy with the beard. Oh, everybody got beards here.
I don't
know. So you like Nick?
Is there an imaginary person standing behind you?
It felt like...
Oh, creepy Nick?
Maybe... Oh, no.
Santa?
Was he Santa this year? Oh, last year, I should say. Okay, no, Nick. He's amazing.
Okay, so you like Nick.
Yeah.
Now, when Nick comes in the machine, do you get excited?
Oh, boy.
Do I? I get all flustered.
All right, so Guy from Machine, what about Nick is it that you find so attractive?
His sexy beard.
Okay. Is he a bear or is he too small? Is he a cub?
Cub.
He's a cub.
Cub a dub a doo. I ain't saying any cub a doo. I'm not that type of guy. Okay.
All right. But whatever you say.
I do have guidelines now.
You do?
Yeah.
So you're not saying any couple do. You're just saying cub a dub a do.
Well, you got to be even a little bit more polished.
Mm-hmm. So Nick is someone, even though he's losing his hair, that doesn't matter to you?
Oh, doesn't matter. You see me with hair?
No, but I mean, you
It went somewhere. I don't know where it went, but it went somewhere. Maybe. I don't know where it went.
Hey, Rich. You have anything to add?
Send this to the Marconis.
I'm sorry, but just the visual. schedule of a freight train and guy from machine. Freight train, maybe you should come down to the club and have a drink.
Okay, so I think freight train. Rich is suggesting that maybe you go down to machine and have a drink.
Yeah, come down with a new night. We have a new night.
Oh no, wait, Fred. You know what?
Oh,
we got to
stop interrupting him.
No.
Go. Oh, sorry, what's the new night? No, not you, guy from machine. Sarge,
no.
Shut up.
Big night out with them.
Okay,
all
very good. Okay, great.
With the crew.
Okay,
what's it called? The new night.
Sarge, guy from machine. What is the new night called?
Tippett Thursday.
Okay, what goes on in machine on Tippett Thursday?
Karaoke and top 40 and whatever you want to hear.
Ooh, nice.
I know what I want to ask, guy from machine.
Every
can
Thursday.
You hear me right now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Guy from machine. Okay. So we have been thinking about this, and we're a little too late on the trigger to do it for opening day for the Red Sox. But is it a party there on Marathon Monday down at Machine? Do you guys like open all day? And is it a big scene?
Yes, we're open all day for Marathon.
Okay. I want to do a live broadcast for Machine, and we got to get approvals and stuff. And I'm just throwing it out there. If we were to do a live broadcast from Machine, what could we expect there? What kind of big celebration and shenanigans would we get into?
Well, we'll be all in shorts. Sexy tight shorts. You like that?
Would you? Our listeners, I know, love coming by and seeing you. Would you want to be there with us and do the broadcast with us?
But I won't wear the see through shorts. I wear that later on the wheels. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Hello.
I like the under.
What is happening here?
The seductive hello. All right.
What's the show about?
Well, I don't know.
Well, what the show's about? The show's about right now. It's about
your shorts that are also see through.
Well, later on it would be.
Okay. Well, listen, it's been a guy from Machine. It's always wonderful when you're here. Thank you so much for coming. Wait a minute. I came.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Where am I?
Wait a minute.
Where am I? Dorothy, click your heels. Click, click. Hello from Machine.
Okay.
Follow the Albert
Thank Brody. You to the fans. Thank you to Brittany. Thank you to Freight Train. Freight Train is so comfortable. And thank you from a guy from Machine and even Sarge.
Thank you, Fred. Thank you, buddy.
Guys so much for coming in. I need to get a picture of you, guy from Machine, with the belts. Rich, have a great vacation.
Thank you. Have fun.
Thanks, right. Rich.
We are scheduled to have CJ Wilson on. We'll see how that all works out. We will be back.
It's exactly what your coworkers are going to be talking about today.
I am dizzy. I'm really dizzy.
Toucher and Rich.
Oh, my God.
Austin's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Kaiser around the boards. A steal. Pasternak to Martian. Unselfish. And Nielsen is down face first in the Detroit defensive zone. I heard it. I did not see it.
98.5, the Sports Sub. We are Toucher and Rich. David Back is suspended for 3 games for that hit a couple games ago. Flutishin's out with a good article in the Globe about that. He says that Back is, his agent says he's delivered 2,400 hits over his 848-game career, and the NHL did not consider any of them worthy of supplemental discipline. Now, if you recall, in the next period, Back is fought. So, in hockey, that's supposed to be, he settled on the ice. I mean, he fought. It's unfortunate that the guy got a concussion. I understand what Back is says when he said that he was even letting up on the hit, trying to avoid him. I mean, it wasn't obviously on purpose. I am a little mystified why he was suspended, but Fluger Shinzawa writes this in his column. He says, Backus's punishing style makes people watch. He finishes checks as hard as anybody. TD Garden customers rose from their seats when Backus and Erickson ditched their gloves to aim hits that were far more intended for each other's heads than one inadvertently delivered to Nielsen's. That makes sense. I mean, they fought.
Yeah.
They hit each other in the head,
mm-hmm.
which you're allowed to do without being disciplined. Tooth-loosening checks and fights are going out. This should translate to better health for hockey's inhabitants. But it will worsen the condition of the sport itself, one that stands apart from others because of its speed and ferocity. Under such conditions, head injuries are unfortunate but unavoidable consequences. The NHL is an entertainment business. The sport's customers enjoy physical play. The NHL Department of Player Safety is compromising the former by de-emphasizing the latter.
The other part of it is, you know, hockey players do a pretty good job of policing themselves.
Yes.
And if you take away the big hit, if you take away the ability to really hit somebody, all the agitators, like Marchand, for example, can get away with pretty much whatever they want without fear of retribution.
Well, now you're not even talking about fighting. Now you're just talking about hitting.
Right. And that's the thing. Fighting, all right, you can take fighting off the table, but there's still a way to get back at guys that go around agitating people. You can lay them out.
Right.
Guys got to be able to, I mean, you have to force a guy like that to look around once in a while.
Okay, remember Nintendo hockey, how you could be the fat guy, the medium guy, or the little guy?
Yeah.
And the fat guy was strong but slow, the medium. Now it's all going to be little fast guys. If you cannot hit, it turns into figure skating. Because you can debate me about fighting. I like fighting. People like fighting. It energizes the crowd. It energizes teams. You would think it polices the ice. And Backes even says, you can tell Backes is very frustrated by the suspension, as he should be. And part of his point is that, you know, he was offered up. He took the fight. He fought the guy. You know, he did what he had to do. He didn't back down. You know, he defended himself. He took what was coming to him. And you're talking about like hitting. That if you're not allowed to hit, then it really is figure skating. Then it's just puck handling and zigging and zagging. I mean, there's one thing to be Ottawa, and once you get a goal lead, to hide behind your own blue line and, you know, sit there and just play a trap. But there's also the idea of the way the game is played. I have no idea what three games either.
No,
it's almost $100,000 in fines that Backes is missing out on.
They're sending a message, and the message is all wrong. This is overboard. Hockey generally does a pretty good job. The whole semantics of it, the process by which guys are suspended, the ability to appeal. You can only appeal for six games or more. I think the NHL does a pretty good job of handing these things out and describing why they're doing things, which other leagues really don't. I mean, the NBA suspends a person. They don't have a league official describe specifically what they're looking at. Hockey does some things right here, and I think this is a step back.
So if you're... And there becomes a point where if you're afraid of concussions, that, you know, it's just something that you're going to have to deal with. If you get rid of fighting, that's a way to avoid concussions. I guess that people get CTE from it, okay? So that's something you can remove. But if you say, you know, we're that concerned about concussions in the NHL, you can't hit anymore, don't you think there's a point where... You're a professional hockey
and
player.
You like lose the game. You lose the game.
Yeah, as sympathetic as you can be to people that get concussions, you know, it's a player's decision to play. A player can retire if they feel that once they get a concussion. But there has to be a point where you've made that decision to play that sport, and this is an unfortunate consequence occasionally of what can happen.
This is the same path that the NFL went down about 3 or 4 years ago. The NFL made a concerted effort to eliminate clutching and grabbing down the field, or, you know, replaying the heck out of things until it doesn't make any sense anymore. They're doing their best to streamline the game and make it more appealing to viewers. And what they've done, because they've taken all of these steps, have made it less appealing to viewers.
Right.
I think that this is a step number one for the NHL down a pretty slippery slope that the NFL is already falling down, if you understand what I'm saying.
No, I understand what you're saying, is that you over-legislate the game and then you make
it into something you didn't intend it to be in the first place. I don't think there are people in Toronto and New York saying, you know what, we want the NHL to be figure skating. I don't think anybody in any boardroom has sat down and said, we want to eliminate physicality. We want to make a league of fast Sidney Crosby guys.
Well, I don't even think Sidney Crosby can play heavy. I mean, but
right, fine. Yeah, Johnny Gaudreau guys. Yeah, Johnny Gaudreau, a non-physical guy.
Right.
We want to make it a league full of Johnny Gaudreaus. I don't think anyone is saying that, but that's what you're saying by implementing this legislation.
Because they look at it and they say, like, why are we so far behind basketball, baseball, and football? And then they go, what can we do? What can we do? What can we do? And they don't realize, like, it's not the way the game is played that's the problem. Like, you're not going to be as big as the NBA. People don't play hockey. It's too difficult. People in the United States, like, you're not going to be huge in Arizona. Like, it's just never going to happen. I mean, if you're good in Dallas, you can fill the building, but the TV ratings are never going to be huge. They just won't.
It was surprising to me that half the teams in the NHL are playing to sell out crowds for every home game. That was surprising to me.
But the TV, they just signed a big TV contract nationally, but it's never going to be like, you know, the NFL. It's just not going to be that way.
Supersize your audience.
Super serve your audience.
Super serve your audience. Sorry. You understood. That was the wrong way of saying it, but yeah, I think you understood the point.
Right.
Super serve your audience. Play to the people you know you can get. That way you don't lose anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And if you try and expand, you got to be really, really careful. Because hockey fans are the most loyal fans, I think.
No, there's no doubt.
Out of the four. So, I mean, you really got to pay attention to these people. They're the backbone of your income.
Just three games from a guy who's played as long as he has and never has been disciplined before. I understand Marchand. None of us. I mean, Marchand is going to get as much as he can get. And he probably should. You know, it's as great as he is, and he's great as he's been the last two seasons. I mean, the team knows, and he knows. He knows that it's time to that he's too good a player to be pulling that crap. He just can't. He can't stop himself.
It's part of him. You take the good with the bad.
But not Backes. Not a guy that's been stand up, and especially a guy that took a fight. Like he didn't pull an Ott, and he didn't pull like a Lemieux. He didn't back down when he was challenged. I think that was policed on the ice. And if you're, and I don't think he meant to do it. I don't think it was intentional. And three games just seems like an awful lot. And I don't think it's justified.
Toucher and Rich.
Are you kidding me?
Toucher and Rich.
Embarrassing to America.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
98.5 the Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. And quite a day today. Bill Burr on.
Yeah.
Then the wrestling people. And then in comes the guy from Machine. By the way, Rich leaving at 9 o'clock today.
Yeah. Yeah. He's on vacation next week.
Yeah, but not at 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
Be listening at 9:50 for your chance to score a pair of tickets to see Bill Burr coming to the Garden Friday, October 5th. Tickets on sale today at noon through all Ticketmaster outlets. Came in hot today. All the computers had been logged out and logged in by who?
Tucker Silva.
But it wasn't Tucker Silva. He said he was being genuine.
Yes, yes.
And he went around and his Twitter was up. Everything was going on. So someone was in here, James Stewart has a theory.
Do we have an answer to that?
James Stewart has a theory. We do know who did it. All right, who did it? All right, tell me who did it.
Christian Narcan.
All right, why?
I think he was just using the computer.
He was using Felger's computer and my computer?
Where's Rich?
He took off. He's got vacation.
He left.
Well, I went on vacation 2 weeks ago, and I took a late flight because I worked there too.
That's the same thing I do. All right. So has
you
the kid
get credit for the day?
Huh?
You actually get credit for the day?
I think he gets credit for the day. Yeah. All right. Listen.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. So Nick, has he explained himself why he did that?
Yeah. Yeah. He did. He sent me a message on Twitter explaining that he's sorry and everything.
But why was he doing it?
He's also new, so he probably didn't know that that was one of the rules.
It says on the computer, "Do not log off."
Yeah, it's nothing to do with.
It says
there's nothing to do with using the computer.
It says it on all of them.
It says it on that one, and that one.
Do not log off.
Do not log off. Yeah,
yeah.
Those are old because we remember in November we couldn't log on to any of the computers.
But why did he log into two computers? When why was he over here logging into my computer? He doesn't know this is where I sit.
I don't know. He probably didn't. He's also just started.
He doesn't know that this is where I sit. There's tens of thousands of people that know this is where I sit, but the kid at the station doesn't know.
He was there. Oh, here's the explanation. He was there to train for on News Boss with Hardy.
Okay, fair enough. There's no News Boss on this computer.
And then Hardy and Jay Stu were recording the Fuppet.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So maybe because, you know, these computers that weren't available.
There's no reason. All right, James. All right, so James.
Sorry.
Why are you apologizing? All right, so anyway, so James Dolan, he owns.
Yes.
He's one of these guys. He owns the Knicks.
Mm-hmm. And he's one of these rich guys that apparently gets to do whatever they want to do. And then, so Jimmy Fallon, I don't know what the deal is.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how he finagled it. Mike, do you know why James Dolan was on the Jimmy Fallon show?
I have no idea. All I can think is that he paid to have his band on that show.
Okay, so James Dolan is one of these rich guys. He's got, he's into the blues. He's one of these guys who, and then apparently...
He's made employees go watch his band.
Constantly.
Yes. Not
more than once.
Yes.
And so he got on the Jimmy Fallon show. I have absolutely no idea. No one who outside of people that know he's an idiot that are real big sports fans know who James Dolan is. It's not like, people in Los Angeles are going, ooh, great, James Dolan is on. So here is James Dolan, and maybe it's because he's about to get signed, because here they are doing a cover song.
Guys performing Shambhala off their album Good Luck and Good Night. Please welcome J.D. and the Straight Shot.
Wash away my troubles, wash away my pain with the rain in Shambhala.
Okay, if I'm at a restaurant, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
If I'm at a bar and this is going on, I'm leaving. This is on national television.
That's a sports bar. That's a stage underneath the TV set.
Yeah, and you're like...
That's what that is. And please stop playing so I can watch a tournament game.
Or please stop playing so I can think.
Yeah.
So I can look at the wall. Please stop playing. This is on national television. There has to be a conspiracy behind this. Like he has nude photos of Jimmy Fallon or something.
Wash away my sorrow. Wash away my shame with the rain in Shambhala.
By the way, this is a cover song.
Yes, Three Dog Night from 1970-something.
Yeah, so he has an album of cover songs, and no one's going to buy it, and he managed to get on the Jimmy Fallon show. And I don't care if it's for the greatest charity in the world. You give money to the charity. You don't have to do this.
You're going to raise about, less painful.
Yeah, you're going
to just hand over a check.
Right. Like, who's going to buy this? Like, wow, I hate that. I hate when people do vanity projects, and they go, but it's for charity.
Yeah.
And then people go, you can't make fun of it. It's for charity. Oh, yeah, you can. Because it's perfectly fine to give money to a charity. You don't need to create something that no one wants as a vanity project.
The great thing about Dolan, I would imagine, is he's so rich, he's blissfully unaware of
obviously
how people feel about this.
He went on national television to do that. That'd be like me going on national television to do gymnastics. It's not going to go well.
Right.
I'm self-aware enough
to
know.
But the thing is, you are self-aware.
Right.
And Dolan is so rich, he doesn't have to be.
No, yeah. Dolan's an idiot.
Yeah.
Everyone is helpful, everyone is kind, on the road to Shambhala.
Mike, did he have a fedora on?
No, he did have a sweet scarf on, though.
No.
And some sunglasses inside.
No!
Everyone is lucky, everyone is so kind, on the road to Shambhala. How does your light shine in the halls of Shambhala?
Come on.
Thank you,
man. J.D. and the Straight Shot. Catch them on tour starting next week. Good Luck and Good Night is out now.
All right, so Jimmy Fallon acted like that was great. How can you watch him?
Well, he acts like everything's great. What? Now, the question was that right before the end of the show? Is that at like 12:25?
Yes, that's when they have but that's always when they have the musical guest on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. I thought if you had a bigger musical guest, he was toward the front of the show.
I don't know. I've never seen a performance on Jimmy Fallon, but usually the way the shows are set up.
They hit it as well as they could. If we have this guy on, let's put him right at the end when everyone's asleep.
Unless you're huge, the musical guest is usually the last thing of the evening.
Okay.
But, I mean, how does he justify that? How do people watch him? He's the most insincere human being on the planet. Everything is hysterical. Everything is great. I mean, JD, I mean, going on tour where? Going on, he's buying out the gigs. Yeah. It probably costs him $20,000 to play everywhere that they play.
He's probably playing the same places as, like, Corey Feldman.
No, I bet you he buys.
No, he can afford better than that.
Yeah, I bet like you he goes garden. To like a theater.
$20,000 for him is like 5 cents for us.
Right.
I mean, he can just buy wherever he wants to go.
Can you imagine being in that band? Well, they probably fly in a private plane and everything else. Caller number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see Bill Burr coming to the Garden Friday, October 5th. Tickets on sale today at noon through all Ticketmaster outlets. We'll be back. Find out what Zoe and Bertrand have on the way.
Dorothy
Cortez. Half of it. Toucher and Rich. 98.5 The Sports Hub.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. An exhausting show today.
Yeah, you look wiped. Well, yeah. I mean, first, you know, you blew a lot of energy in the first 20 or 25 minutes of the program. And I understand, you know, you come out hard like that, and, you know, the response to that was overwhelming. But then you had the contest from 8 to 9, and then you had the guy from Machine come in and throw a big bomb into the middle of all of this. And I can understand how you might be a little wiped out. It was a trying thing. You had a lot of peaks and valleys, you know.
Tucker Silva says this is real Tucker. After 8 years of working at the Hub, Fred finally knows who I am.
Have I ever met him before?
I'm sure you have. At one point. Tucker's been in. He's produced a midday show right after we were done. So yeah, but
Mike says he used to fill in for him every now and then.
Oh, there you go.
Really?
It's been a while, though.
That has been a while, yeah.
It's been a while since that happened. But I remember that. Yes.
No, that's on him as much as
Tucker's
it's on
a
me.
Good guy.
I never said he wasn't.
He's a real genuine person. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I never said he wasn't a good guy. I just am really pissed off that he signed me out of the computer.
Well, as we just found out, it wasn't him. It was somebody else.
No, but he's an idiot for giving his login to the guy.
Well, I understand it, but the person who's actually guilty, that wasn't Tucker. It was somebody else entirely.
Well, nothing happened to Tucker except me yelling at him.
That's right.
Nothing happened to him except for me yelling at him.
I understand.
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
All right, Scotty Z. Scott Zolak is here.
Zolak's working with a different crew today, as I understand. Everyone's playing her today, man.
So Zolak texted me Machine was on. He's like, tell Sarge to shut up. And then it got in my head, and then I started realizing Sarge was interrupting all the time.
You don't realize it. You do not realize it when you're doing the show.
Yeah, when there's five people in here.
You're trying to talk. You got your thoughts, but when you're outside listening, it is an utter, unmitigated train wreck of five people. He's, look at you. He's trying to, yes, sir, never again. No way. Never take that belt. You know, just let the guy talk.
So as soon as you
mentioned it. And Rich was like, Sarge, get out of the way. We had, literally, and it's, nope, he wouldn't get out of the way.
Yeah.
Get ready. He's doing updates for you.
It's sad he was the most excited person in the room, more so than the other contestants.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I thought it was fun. I liked having people.
I requested for updates though, because it was going to be Cattles, but like Hardy's hosted today, and that would be like a fight. Oh my god!
So they really have static.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's real.
Okay.
What do you think? This is going away. He's gonna let that die. I do what Sarge. I just keep interrupting. I'm like, can we go back to the fight? I'd want to talk about the fight for 4 hours.
Right.
So you can't put that dynamic in a room with me sitting there.
Right. Because you would try to let it's gonna get it going again.
Go. Oh yeah.
All right. So who's in with you today? Do we know?
Hardy, me, and Sarge.
All right. Hardy.
Bertrand's out sick.
Bertrand's out sick. Louth is out sick.
Louth has some sort of odd bacterial infection that he picked up from Punta Cana.
Oh, really? Not good. Ew.
Yeah. I think he got tested for mono yesterday. He just can't move or something.
I know a friend of mine.
I tell you, you got to watch it. You put your tongue in. You go outside the country. Jim just.
Okay.
Jim out. He's in the couple tricks. He's like, what's up? Like,
there's a lot of keys in the fishbowl. Yeah, there was a lot of that going on.
Key's not working in the door. Let me try my tongue.
All right. Well, listen. You have Sarge decked out in the Kowloon sweatshirt. You have the whole thing going on.
Yeah. Everybody's here.
You spent $1,000. What is wrong with you getting in bidding wars over Fred and contracts?
I know, out of nowhere.
The random thoughts just
he's like,
out
I make more money than
he regrets.
Like,
no,
I certainly you don't.
Well, I could have been sitting in here for the last hour. It looks like nobody in the chair.
How cool is that? I didn't know that. They didn't tell me that because I took that 7 p.m. flight. You know, you get into Palm Beach at like. Yeah, 10:30 at night. Kids are exhausted. I could have taken the early one.
But you
I
got
no show till 9. No, I guess you could do a show till 9, and then you take the 2 p.m. flight.
I didn't know you could do that.
I neither. Could have went had a drink at Legal Seafood right there. I got that nice new one.
Yeah,
doing it right
wrong.
When you check through the JetBlue terminal.
Are there no other flights, or is it just inconvenient?
In fairness, he is going to El Paso. I don't know what the flight. I don't know what the flight schedule to El Paso.
You got to go to the international terminal.
Yeah.
Should have called a Adolfo and had him
customs.
Flew through Juarez and came back.
Right.
Is he going to visit Adolfo?
I don't know. He's going to national parks. I don't know. What am I going to do? I'm not, you know.
The show.
Wait a minute. Is he out next week?
He's out next week.
You're not in next week, right?
No.
For them?
So I have Roach Monday and Tuesday, and I got Adam Jones Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Oh, nice.
The Dark Knight.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Danny.
You got the Dark Knight on NCAA Madness tip-off day.
That's true.
That's awesome. Mr. College Hoops. Better brush up on your college hoops, pal.
Listen, I'm sure the audience is...
Dan Roach has no power.
Until Sunday.
They told him?
Yeah, they told him it won't be back until Sunday.
Huh.
I was texting with him last night.
Where's he live, on the moon?
Basically. He lives like 4 hours from here. All right, so what do you guys got in store today?
Zoe's all hopped up to talk about Nate Solder and Aqib Talib, so that's where we begin.
Yeah, I think that's the hot button. I mean, Marshawn wins another game. What are we going to do? Hey,
I would talk about Brad Marshawn and the Bruins for 4 hours.
We will.
I really would.
We will.
But the kid's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
They're beating people with like five guys out. You know,
The thing is, the more that they win, it's comforting because then they can just
cruise.
Yeah, and then you just get all
popped.
Rest.
Get popped.
Get everybody healthy. All rest.
Yeah.
All rest. Everyone's healthy. Yeah. Don't worry about a thing. Don't care about playing Tampa.
Yeah, but we'll get to the Bruins. We'll get to scary Jaylen Brown moment last night.
There was a scary moment. All right, everyone, that is us for the week.